Hello and welcome to the commentary for Lesson 250 for Psalm 65. This will be a quick commentary because I had to split 65 from 66. There was a lot more meat in 66 and I just wasn't sure I could do it all in one lesson. But I did find some nuggets in 65 as well. So, a couple things. First of all, in verse 1, it says, "We will fulfill our vows to you." Now, back in Deuteronomy chapter 23, we learned about God's people and how important it was that they keep their vows. It wasn't a sin to not make a vow. That was fine. They didn't have to do that. But if they did, it was imperative that they keep that vow and they hold true to that promise to God. And my study Bible says that what was it that David is talking about here, because of course vows are seen with that same level of importance in David's time, they are promising to praise God for his answers to their prayers. Verse 2, "For you answer our prayers, all of us must come to you." And verse 3, "Though we are overwhelmed by our sins, you forgive them all." Now, we know that he forgives our sins because Jesus died for our sins, right? And we will get into deep study of forgiveness of sins as we go through the life of Jesus Christ and learn from his teachings and through the stories with his disciples and everything. But here at this time that David wrote this, Jesus hadn't come yet. But God still forgave sin. He didn't just forgive sin. He didn't say, I forgive most sin except for the really bad ones. This says, you forgive them all. Well, of course, that would have been back then through the sacrificing of animals, right? Through burnt offerings, right? For atonement of their sins. That's how they did it. But God forgave them all. So, even then, it's interesting that there was no sin so bad that it had to separate them from God, provided they did what they needed to do. Now, of course, we can apply that to our lives today. Of course, it's just different because of Christ. No one is beyond redemption. There is nothing you've done that is so bad that God would withdraw that offer of forgiveness for you. He wants to be close to you. He wants to cover that for you. Sometimes we say we'll let him, but it's really hard to give it up. Sometimes the devil will keep poking at us and say, "Remember what you did? You don't deserve this. You were terrible. You did this, that, and the other thing." And he'll keep reminding you. But God gave you complete forgiveness for that. He's already wiped your slate clean. Jesus Christ paid that debt in full for you. So don't let that self-talk, that devil talk to you that way, because you do deserve it. Well, actually, you don't deserve it, but you get it anyways, because God has grace, right? Through his grace, we are healed, we are forgiven. Not by anything that we can do so that no one can boast. Right? Verse 4. "What joy for those who you choose to bring near, those who live in your holy courts. What festivities await us inside your holy temple." Now David's talking about the Levite priests, because they were the ones that got to know God intimately. So I want to read this from my study Bible. I like this. "Access to God. The joy of living in the temple courts was a great honor. God had chosen a special group of Israelites from the tribe of Levi to serve as priests in the tabernacle. We learned about that back in the book of Numbers, chapter 3. They were the only ones who could enter the sacred rooms where God's presence resided. Because of Jesus' death on the cross, believers today have access to God's presence in every place and at every time. We are not separated. We get the privileges of the Levite priests. What an honor. Do you realize what an honor that is? And now verses 5 through 8, he's just really praising God. You faithfully answer our prayers with awesome deeds. You formed the mountains. You quieted the raging oceans. From where the sun rises to where it sets, you inspire shouts of joy. I think he's just really looking at nature. And, you know, God's power is made evident in nature. Just look around. I mean, anyone who sits on a cliff and just spends time, just quiet time, just taking it in, the beauty that surrounds them, that alone is evidence of God, his power, his creation, his graciousness toward us. And then verses 9 through 13, David is praising God for, this is a harvest psalm. So he's thanking God for the little things, which back then were the big things. You know, do we praise God for rain? Farmers might. Farmers probably do. We thank him once in a while when it's springtime and we see flowers coming up. But really, for them, rain was the difference between life and death. He's saying that you take care of the earth and water it, making it rich and fertile. So he's saying, you know, God takes care of the earth and he gives such care to help us get bountiful crops so that we may be blessed by those crops. Those crops were the essence of their life because they needed those crops to survive. They had no grocery stores, right? The meadows are clothed with flocks of sheep, and the valleys are carpeted with grain. They all shout and sing for joy. They are grateful, humbled by God's provision for them. Do we thank God for our basic needs? He meets those for us too. It just looks a little differently than it did back then. Right? We have clothes on our back. We have a roof over our head. Do you take time to thank God for that? That's a good reminder to me to thank God for the basic things and not take them for granted. So, gotta love that. But really, that's it for today. I think the takeaway is definitely that, you know, I love that God forgave them all, just as he does now. And just we need to remember that there is no sin so great that it separates us from God. And then we need to praise God for the little things, the things we take for granted. And the fact that we don't need to be Levite priests to be close to him. The moment that Christ died on the cross, that inner curtain was torn, which was symbolic of the separation that we no longer have. Through Christ, we have direct access to God. Wow. Thank you, God, for that. That's really it for today. I hope you all have a great day. I will talk to you soon.